Dean Rusk and Bob McNamara and a bunch of them, and I thought we'd better call you on as soon as I got them out.
Well, I'm delighted that you did call me back. This is about Martin Kerr.
Yeah.
I think there are about 8 chances out of 10 that Reagan's actions against the university will stir up into one of the really hot academic fights that we've seen around this country.
That's my thought. I told Mr. Johnson that this morning.
Yeah, I think the university world may blow their top at Reagan. And I thought it'd be kind of an attractive thing if you were to place yourself on the opposite side from Reagan by calling Clark Kerr up and asking him back for a chat. You wouldn't have to commit yourself on any of the issues, but it would just be a friendly gesture, and I think the whole academic world would see it in that light.
I wonder if there's something we could offer him. That's what I thought.
Talk to Macy, and he thinks this is a great idea, and he's looking. But since that may take a little time, you really could just tell Kerr you want to learn more about the California situation or wanted his advice. We've got a lot of things that he's capable of advising on, and we could take him on as a consultant. Solid thing emerges.
Did they give any reasons for the firing?
They didn't give any reasons. One person said he's a poor administrator. There isn't any question Clark's made some mistakes. There are some unattractive things about that Berkeley situation. The basic thing the academic world's going to see is that Reagan made this an issue in the campaign, and it's just wrong to make a university a political issue in the campaign. And then the minute he comes in, he says he's going to raise the tuition. He says he's going to cut the university's budget, and then he fires the president.
Do we get ourselves involved in some of the crazy practices of the Berkeley people on the campus, the kids?
No.
By this, I mean in the public mind, does it look like we might be condoning or agreeing or?
I think that some people may feel that, but I certainly don't think that we ought ever to condone or agree to it. And I think that you'd probably want to stay completely out of the issues and just say, if you did say anything about the California thing, say, I don't know enough about it. I do regret that Governor Reagan made it a political issue. But I'm calling Clark Kerr back here because he's a very well-recognized expert in foreign aid, higher education, economics, labor economics. So there's some hazard, but I think it's very modest.
Well, I think it's probably the right thing. That's the main thing, I think, for him at the moment. And I just want to be sure that I don't hurt the cause or our cause more than we'd help his. I mean, think about it. I think it's good he'll marry him. It feels to me. Matter of fact, I talked to Mr. Johnson about this morning. Thought about trying to offer him something that we had that was top field. If it'd been. Much obliged. I appreciate the suggestion. I'll get right on it. How are you doing with your messages?
Oh, boy, what a struggle.
Have you been reading some of those things those bureaus been writing the last day or two?
Bet your life I have.
Well, do you agree with what these boys over here say or not?
I'm sorry to say I agree.
I had Orville this morning. I told him, just quit giving me what a career man that used to be a county agent wrote 30 years ago, because they weren't in that business then, and now people all over the world are reading everything we say, and we've got to sex it up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll work on it.
Thank you, John.
Okay.